This program was first broadcast on Arrow FM, Wairarapa's only community access media station, and shared on Access Media with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Star Safari.
Star Safari.
Star Safari.
Star Safari.
Star Safari.
Deep Sky Adventures.
In the universe.
Deep Sky.
Deep Sky Adventures.
Star Safari.
Star Safari.
Star Safari.
Star Safari.
Well, hello everyone. Welcome to Y Space.
Welcome to Y Space. This is our edition at the end of the year.
Yep. The Christmas and end of year edition. Yes.
Fantastic. We had some amazing events this year. I got to see for the first time in my life a supernova, which was quite spectacular. We had a few comets.
The supernova was pretty amazing.
Supernova was amazing. Was 22 million light years away. And it was in a galaxy. And normally you could see the galaxy. You can still see the galaxy.
The galaxy far away.
Far, far away.
Yeah.
It's a,
and long ago.
Long time ago, far, far away. And in April, there was an announcement online that there's a new supernova. And we were trying to photograph it this
year. April the 12th.
April the 12th, yeah. Mm. We're trying to, Eurus night.
Mm.
That was Eurus night. That's when Eurus night is, which
very
is
good.
An international celebration of the first person in space. And we're trying to photograph it, and the moon was coming, trying to photograph it really quickly before midnight. It was quite crazy. And putting the telescope to it, and I didn't realize you can actually see it with your eye. And you can, and it looks like a star. And it was, I think it was the most spectacular thing I have ever seen in my observational life, except for Saturn, which I still think is the most amazing thing I've ever seen. And end of story. Mm. But a supernova is just because of what it is. And a supernova is when a really big star explodes and blasts itself apart, and it expels all the chemical elements that are here on Earth essential for life. For example, oxygen that the plants recycle is made in a supernova, and the carbon is it's expelled, and nitrogen, and basically everything up to iron. This is what's being done and put out there in space in the supernova. So we've got all of that. So that was pretty amazing. And then we had comets.
Yeah, two comets. Pons Brooks earlier in the year. That was pretty cool.
That was cool.
That was really low on the
horizon.
It
was a bit green. Yeah. So we took a photo of that as well.
And the other one, I can't remember the name of.
Yeah. So that was pretty amazing too.
So two of those. What else we had? Well, the usual.
The planets are in the sky. So right now there is a lineup of planets. There is Mars. There is Jupiter. There is Saturn. And there is Venus.
Yeah. So Uranus and Neptune as well.
Uranus and Neptune if you have binoculars or telescope. So that's pretty cool this year. And you really get, like, if you look at these things a long time, you really get to appreciate when planets are back in the sky in the evening, unless you're a morning owl, but not many people go stargazing in the morning. And it's just such a beautiful month this month in terms of night sky. So we had fabulous events. We went to America.
That was pretty cool.
The telescopes in Hawaii. That was pretty amazing. We went to NASA. JPL, because there's like heaps of NASA in America all over the place, but that was the one, and I really wanted to see the Mars Yard. It was one of my dreams to see the Mars Yard, and I got to see the rovers, the replica, the twins of Curiosity and Perseverance, Maggie and Optimism. That was pretty amazing. They're really tall.
They wouldn't let us drive them though.
That's... Oh, why not?
That was a bit disappointing.
So we had all these amazing, and we had the Space Week. We had the Carterson Space Week, which was just fabulous. We were so, so happy about it.
Yeah, Carterson Space Week was brilliant. And a huge turnout from the community. Really cool.
And a huge thank you to Go Carterson and the council for all the help and support with it.
And Wellington NZ as well.
And Wellington NZ. We also had a astrotourism course that we did with support from Wellington NZ. So we had our first cohort of people who do astrotourism businesses.
Yeah, that was really good.
And also, there was a really amazing event, the Aerospace Conference, that we got to go to. And that was pretty amazing as well because we got to connect with like-minded people. But today we have a very special guest for the end of year, and that's very, very awesome that it kind of like happened to be like that. We have Miranda here.
She's been allowed out of the South Island for a short few days before she
Absolutely.
has to return.
So I've been up here with the Prime Minister's Space Prize Awards that were on last night in Wellington. So I'm the Academy Manager for the Aotearoa Aerospace Academy. So we run training programs for mainly years 9 to 13, but also junior students in mission to space camps at the Academy. So they're usually astronaut training, mission to the moon, mission to Mars, and pilot training programs. But this job that Sam and I had come up to see the awards be given for the New Zealand Space Prize, Prime Minister's Space Prize, and he was there last night. And we were really proud in Canterbury because there were two winners that were high school students and they drew the prize. And so the prize was a $50,000 prize, but it was split between two. So each student got $25,000. And so the first one was Cairo Akehurst, and he was from Kashmir High School, and he did a system with a methane sat that could analyze, methane emissions, and he created a company called Cattle Credit so that he could get this data to farmers and they could improve their farming techniques. So that was kind of a pretty cool project. And the other one, Tianyi Mathur from Scots College, hers was more about digital, digital systems that can be used to analyze cellular communication between cells so that you could come up with biotechnological solutions to 3D print in space. And so it was pretty amazing to see these two students that were only at high school coming out with some great scientific solutions for space problems.
It's pretty cool because if you think about this, you put it in context. So here's a kid, 16 years old, down at Kashmir, sets up a company, works out a unique algorithm that nobody else in the whole world's ever worked out to improve the resolution of a satellite that's just been launched
By New Zealand, so just
in New
say
Zealand.
it's
So,
our first New
well, with the
Zealand,
Germans as well.
with the Germans, but it is the first mission,
Yeah.
New Zealand mission, purposely
So,
designed to launch a satellite.
here's this guy comes up with this, right? He attracts some investment, sets up a company. Now, he's not 46. He's 16 years old.
Amazing, hey?
Pretty amazing. And so he's attracted investment. This is just phenomenal. And Tianyi, what she's achieved is equally phenomenal, but very deep into research. So she's come up with this way of modeling cells and how cells interact with each other on kind of a macro sort of scale, with a view to looking how could you grow some materials in space? How could you grow habitats? How could you grow these really cool things you could use to protect from radiation in space? All that sort of stuff. You think, wow, these are at school. I don't know about you two, but when I was at school, yeah, chucking a cricket ball around was about my only priority.
And that's right. And then there,
At that age.
absolutely. And then there was also a prize awarded for someone out of the industry sector. And yeah, we were pretty impressed with the selection in that as well.
Robin O'Neill.
Yeah, Robin
Yeah.
O'Neill, he basically has got a company that it does, I guess, satellite and communication systems. He's worked with the European Space Agency and he's also done outreach, which has sort of bred a kind of a cohort of physics students over the past 10 years that are interested in space. So he was running a quintessential New Zealand operation with great international, connections. So,
Yeah, these are phenomenal people. In parliaments or the Grand Hall or something, I'm like one of their fancy ornate halls. Here we were in this collection of people from all around New Zealand. The great of the New Zealand space industry and space sector. So Sir Peter Beck was there. He's the guy who dreamed up Rocket Lab. Now it's an incredibly successful company. Launching rockets has put New Zealand on the map from a launching rockets point of view. We had The Prime Minister, of course, he gave a wee talk, and the Minister of Space, Judith Collins, she was there as well. Judith mentioned yesterday that we're number three in the world at the moment for launching stuff into space. Number three.
No way.
Isn't that pretty incredible?
Amazing. Yeah, that is incredible.
US is first because they launch lots of stuff, and China's two, and New Zealand's number three in the last 12 months. And
wow.
That's phenomenal. You never 10 years ago, we would never have dreamed of that. And, of course, that's almost solely because of Peter Beck and Rocket Lab. And, of course, the regulatory environment that, that the government has supported, well, successive governments have supported since about 2015, I suppose. So, and that led to the establishment of the New Zealand Space Agency, the creation of the regulatory environment that you could actually launch stuff into space. Because when you do launch stuff into space, you sort of picture this, you've got a big rocket, highly volatile, full of stuff that goes boom, flying up at a great rate of knots through the same bit of air that aeroplanes fly
at
through.
At 7.6 kilometres per second.
Ultimately, yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, something like that, and aeroplanes don't tend to mix, so you need to have a system and a regulatory environment where you can chuck stuff into space without hitting other things. And, of course, the other thing is if your thing doesn't work, because rockets don't always work. We've all seen spectacular failures of rockets on YouTube, or maybe for real, even if you've done that. And, of course, if rockets explode, they make a big mess. They also land back. What goes up eventually comes down, sometimes takes a bit longer. You don't want that stuff landing on your head. And you've probably all seen pictures of the Chinese first stage rockets that land in unsuspecting villages from time to time. So you have to have a regulatory environment that creates this stuff being safe. And so the space agency has done that. And probably what the other thing that's just really important that the space agency has done and led is the policy and policy development and strategy development of both the aerospace strategy and all that regulatory stuff. And that's really important because that sets the scene for how does New Zealand space industry and environment develop over time. And one of those key important points is education. Another key important point is making space accessible, but also getting the junk out of it. So you're not allowed to just launch stuff up to space that whizzes around, staying up forever, banging into other people's stuff. So New Zealand has got this quite unique space policy now where, you know, we're really leading the way. Pretty cool, really.
Yeah, and we always talked about why space, which is why our radio slot is called Why Space. Well, space, as dangerous and terrible as it is, it brings progress.
And there's a lot of it.
And there's a lot of it. And it's the next logical frontier for humankind to go to test our limits and endurance and discover wonderful things in the way while doing that. And it's just phenomenal. And when you look at back at what New Zealand has done in terms of space exploration, you can see how when there is the proper legislation environment and proper policy in place, you can achieve great things and very, very fast. And I think New Zealand has done a really good job in the last few years. Almost 10 years, less than 10 years. In less than 10 years, we turn to be number three in the world. Wow.
And, yeah, it's amazing. It's just amazing, you know, as a New Zealander, what you can achieve on the global scene, which is pretty, pretty cool. And so this kind of thing, the Prime Minister's Space Prize for was professional excellence and student endeavour, I think were the names of the two. A great way to recognise both people who have been in the environment for a long time. And of course, we look at Rocket Lab and what they launch. That's the nice flashy stuff that's very obvious to see, but there is a whole lot of stuff that happens in the background. So Robin O'Neill's
McNeil.
Robin McNeil, his award is pretty amazing because that recognizes a work over a long period of time that a lot of people aren't aware of. I mean, a lot of people aren't aware that there's space ops is down there just out of Invercargill, doing a whole lot of really good work, receiving signals from satellites that are whizzing around there and providing that really valuable services for these satellite operators. It's really put New Zealand on the map for the satellite operators. Maybe we don't see that every day because it just quietly happens there behind the scenes. But getting this sort of recognition is huge. And of course, personally for him too, for the work he's done in, with the physics students and engineering. And, of course, putting Invercargill on the map as well.
But the reason why we're here with Miranda is because we're members of the Aerospace New Zealand. But I was wondering if you can tell us a little bit more about what Aerospace New Zealand is and what the work you do there.
Absolutely. So Aerospace New Zealand is an industry body for aerospace across New Zealand. And there are a range of things that happen to facilitate communication between different companies in New Zealand and support their growth. So we operate under the New Zealand Space Strategy, and obviously having a space minister supports that. But with the opportunities that we provide, they really have a lot of chances for companies to network and grow. So we run once a month, we run meetups for Aerospace New Zealand for networking. There's also mentoring and startup support for companies that are beginning in aerospace. We run an aerospace academy, the Aotearoa Aerospace Academy, that's for skills and development and aeronautical engineering and pathways into aerospace. We've also got like astronaut training and moon missions and Mars missions and pilot training programs for juniors. And then we support the universities that are training into aerospace. So the Bachelor of Engineering in Aerospace minor at University of Canterbury is one of the programs that we support. And then we've got big events like the Aerospace Summit, which happens in October, and that brings together all the industry so that they can talk about things that are opportunities for the future, and they can network and they can build capacity. And yeah, there are other opportunities coming up next year with International Astronautical Congress. So we're really looking forward to supporting all New Zealand aerospace companies. And we encourage that people, if they have the opportunity to become associates of Aerospace New Zealand, and they can get on the communication sort of network that we have developed, and they can present at these meetups or at the conferences, and they can grow their industry networking capability through Aerospace New Zealand. So recently we've just committed with Auckland Aerospace to go right across the country in terms of our constitution. So we're looking at growing into all the other regions. We began in Canterbury, the hub for aerospace in New Zealand, but we are looking at moving right across New Zealand to support all aerospace companies. And one of our major projects this year was a Māori and Pacifica space camp. So we're really into the rights of Indigenous people and also women, and getting them to have equity and opportunity into the aerospace sector. So we provide recruitment pathways by having a job board on our website. So if people are looking for employment in aerospace, we can also support that as well.
That's pretty amazing.
Mm. Yeah, that's really cool.
I wish I had that when I was growing up.
Yeah.
It didn't exist.
I know, right? So there's so many new pathways that are opening up now. And it's the same. Like, I studied anatomy and physiology and international law, but they were from different universities. There was no one pathway. Now that it's becoming a lot clearer which pathways to take if you're leaving school now to get into the aerospace sector. So that's really what we're trying to illuminate. And we work really closely with Milky Way Kiwi because they also support our camps, and they're also in that education space to develop the future potential for New Zealand.
That's pretty fantastic work. So we joined Aerospace New Zealand. Basically because they make these cool little badges. So they're really neat, and you can get them free.
And you get a free bottle as well.
You get all free drinks. Yeah. And you get a slightly discounted ticket at the summit, which is quite
nice. Yeah, absolutely.
But aside, okay, all joking aside, the free stuff's nice. But it's that opportunity, too, to network with the sector. And it's a growing sector. There's some work being done on at the moment to try and understand the size of the sector. Their last sort of work was done, was that about 6 years ago, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And that was, I can't remember the figures off the top of my head anymore, but it was pretty big. Was it 12,000 people and a few billion dollars?
Mm.
Yeah. So we're hopefully going to see larger.
Was it larger than the Sauvignon Blanc? Is that what you said?
Well, no. Well, 5 billion is Sauvignon Blanc, which might be a bit more now because that was 3 years ago.
More than Sauvignon Blanc, yeah.
And you think, so here's a country that does quite a bit of farming. I know the dairy farmers, they're probably quite happy at the moment. So their payout is going to be a little bit bigger than they thought. Well, hopefully that comes through. The projections are looking quite good. So, you know, we have a pretty big farming community here in New Zealand. So, you know, we've got these very large established industries. But it's amazing to think, you know, Sauvignon Blanc's big, right? It's been big for a long time. Big industry and the whole wine industry, of course. And here's the aerospace industry catching up and may well have surpassed it now. We just haven't measured it for a while. So that's going to be pretty exciting. I think those numbers will come out probably February, March, I guess, by the time they've analysed it and talked to everybody, find out how big the industry is. But it's kind of one of these surprising industries. It's not one you see. Well, you see aeroplanes. If you're lucky, you might see the odd rocket launch. But you just it's something that sort of happens in the background. You don't really notice it and see it every day, which is pretty phenomenal.
Mm. So how can people reach you? Like, how can people find
out? Yeah, so we have a website. And so Aerospace New Zealand website, and on that is a section about the Aotearoa Aerospace Academy. So also if people want to
apply?
Yeah, absolutely. So any organisation can apply to become an associate of Aerospace New Zealand. And or come to the conference that we're running in October. And also, if we've got schools or educators that want to contact us at aaa.aerospace.org.nz or look on the website, we can like run outreach to school and camps and just support with industry speakers and show about the pathways into aerospace.
And this is a
nationwide. Yeah, we can do that work.
Now available in Auckland.
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, now we're recently moving our team up in Auckland, so that's going to be really productive. So this year is going to be big, and it was really interesting to hear the Prime Minister get up and really commit to the aerospace pathways and really say that this matters for the development of the nation. That was really special last night. And we've got a new runway that's opened down near Christchurch, Project Taufaki. So it's going to be interesting to see what evolves out of that opportunity as well over the next 10 years. So I don't think this is a fly-by-night project. I think this is really going to grow exceptionally over the next year. So if anyone's keen to be involved in the aerospace sector, whether you're a supplier or a service company or logistics or actually in aerospace or an educator, we give educator passes for the summit. So let us know if you are keen to be supported.
And what a wonderful way of finishing our 2024 radio talks this year.
Yeah, so we hope everyone has a great Christmas and New Year's. And you'll hear from us again.
From us here.
Shortly.
My space, Harry and Sam. And looking forward to seeing you in 2025.
Bye.
Clear skies.
Star Safari.
Star Safari.
Star Safari.
Star Safari.
Star Safari.
Deep Sky Adventures.
In the universe.
Deep Sky.
Deep Sky Adventures.
Star Safari.
Star Safari.
Star Safari. Star Safari.